Now, long waiting lists for hospital appointments in Northern Ireland could be here for some time. We've heard from many of you recently with similar problems getting to see a doctor or a consultant. Jeff has contacted the Northern Show. Morning to you, Jeff.
Good morning, Stephen.
What's your story, Jeff?
Well, Stephen, I had a quadruple bypass done back in the 1st of July 2013. Unfortunately, I had taken an incisional hernia on the centre of the chest. I've been attending many doctors, been given many tablets, etc., and being told that I was on the waiting list due to restraints. It's been some quite a hard blow for me, going through a heart bypass and so forth. I'm still having problems with chest infections. I've had, and to total to date from February, I've had 6 chest infections and I've been doped up with penicillin and so forth there to keep me up and running with painkillers. I'd been to see the doctors reference this, and it has now grown to the menstrual size of 10 centimetres by 10 centimetres.
And you can't get seen too?
Well, what they've said is I seen one of the consultants at the City Hospital back in February of this year, and I was scheduled to go for the operation as I was moving up the list on March this year. And unfortunately, when I returned back to my doctor with a chest infection, I was given more antibiotics and given some taper up to try and ease the pain. I'm having difficulty trying to digest food, etc., yeah, which I believe has caused my chest infection.
And you're having difficulty breathing, Jeff, I believe.
Yes. Yep, absolutely. That is right. Stephen, that's 100% right. I do suffer from asthma, but it's not helping me to try and keep my ability at work as well. I was informed by my doctor that she would ring up, which she did do. Unfortunately, we got an automated machine. I took it in my own mind to write to the folks on the Hill at that stage. I'm still waiting word from them. I've also contacted...
Who did you write to?
Well, I read to Mr. Simon Hamilton, who...
When did you write to Simon Hamilton?
I wrote back, in February, actually. I wrote back to him to tell him that I'd been waiting just over a period of 2 years at that stage.
Have you got a reply?
I haven't got a reply, no. I've also left his personal message. He's a friend on Facebook. I also sent a personal message to him while he was in and out of his job and asked him, you know, would there be any possible chance of contacting me, and to no avail. I've heard nothing. The last thing I heard was my doctor had given me the telephone number to ring up the consultant at the City Hospital, who obviously is a surgeon. And the surgeon has come back saying that due to restraints, it'll probably be probably February of 2016, or it could be later on to March 2016. Now, having said that, Stephen, I've also, my wife and myself went for a consultation to the C21 clinic at Lisburn Road.
Private clinic, private healthcare, yeah.
Yep, for a half an hour consultation, it cost me just over 160 quid. When I went there, the doctor had told me who had done the bypass or where I had it done, which was in the RDH, and they were quite good at that stage of doing that. He said that the incisional hernia was very high up, and that that he wouldn't adventure of doing the operation or so forth, that I'd be ways to wait on the National Health, and I've been in limbo ever since.
In limbo.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Simon Hamilton's target as a health minister. I don't even know if he is the health... Oh, he is the health minister today, isn't he?
Yep.
That's right. They're all back in again. Forgot about that. The ministerial target is that no patient should wait longer than 18 weeks for an outpatient appointment, 26 weeks for treatment. How long are you waiting?
Well, Stephen, if you add it up, it's over two and a half years I'll be coming up there, because it says 1st July... I had my bypass done, and I thought after 6 months of after recuperating, that would have been near the time to do it when it was small, which would have meant I could have had it done with keyhole at that time, I was informed. But unfortunately, because it has grew so large now, and it's so high up the chest, that I'm going to have a rip-up again, as they would call it.
And you know what, Jeff? And I don't know how many times I've said this, and your case is another example. You see, when they're all up there on the Hill, every one of those politicians... deciding whether they can or can't degree. Let's remember the reality for people like you. Because guess what? The health service asked for tens of millions of pounds many, many months ago in order to help people like you. They haven't got one penny of that extra money they asked for from Stormont. Why? Because those politicians can't agree. And while they continue to go up there and sit around that little negotiating table and talk to each other, and every time I ask them what's going on, they say, well, we're talking about talks, about talks, about talks, about talking. You've got a very serious illness. You find it difficult to breathe while they sit up there and talk to each other.
That's correct, Stephen, yeah. Yeah, I feel that down, Stephen, you know, personally myself. Or, I mean, I've worked all my days myself and I've paid my national insurance. And at the end of the day, the way that, not also myself, but many people out there, the way that we are being treated here is horrendous. I mean, I've been on holiday in Spain. I've ended up in hospital there. I've been in Sussex. Not so long ago, I ended up in hospital there. And I've been four times in A&E in the Ulster Hospital. And every time I've been there, the doctor in A&E says to me that this needs to be done sooner more than later. Because it's bad and it's not helping my health whatsoever.
Yeah, we asked the Belfast Trust when you would be seen to. By the way, Jeff, are you giving us permission to talk about your case?
Yes, I did, Stephen, yeah.
The Belfast Trust say we would not comment on individuals. Really handy. Many years have I said this. Really handy, Belfast Trust, not commenting about Jeff's individual case, because, of course, he's an individual human being giving you permission to talk about him, but so handy for you, Belfast Trust, not to talk about you, Jeff. Really handy for them, isn't it?
Yep.
To be fair to the Trust, they need money, and the politicians aren't delivering it. They're just not delivering it. They're sitting up there fighting with each other.
It's a disgrace, Stephen, to be honest with you. I mean, as some one of your other listeners had said some time ago there, that, you know, if you go to a private clinic, you can have it done, in a certain time limit with paying for it, et cetera. I mean, my wife and myself were prepared to go and spend or get a loan at that stage to go and get this done to try and give me some more freedom of life.
Yeah.
To be told by the consultant, after having looking at operations, clips and saw that they talked about, which is inside after they break the breastbone and the wire, etc. And it was told me in Spain as well that it's not a pretty sight inside there, and you know they're hemming and hawing. No, I wouldn't want to touch them, you know. So I say to myself, what's going on? I still have the I paid for some X-ray as well. It was in Spain, and I still have them, and I carry them about from time to time and asking people, can you explain what is going on inside my body? But people are kind of saying to me, we don't really know, you know, and it gets a bit worrying at this stage of the game, you know. I'm not getting any younger, obviously, you know what I mean, and as I say, problem breathing. Next week I have to go to the Arts Hospital and get one of those special machines I heard you talk about on your programme not so long ago there, about sleep apnea. And apparently there that I do suffer from sleep apnea very excessively. And I'm getting some type of machine put in, fitted into my bedroom because I stop breathing at night, obviously.
Yeah.
And the only time that I do get ease at time to time, I have to lie back because this hernia sits out. I have bought special vests in Germany myself, which were around about £15 mark, and I wear them. They're like it's like a bulletproof vest, but it's elasticated. It keeps this hernia in. If I take it off, it's just as if you have a bigger chest. Yeah.
Belfast Trust tell us there are currently 95 people waiting for the type of procedure that you're talking about. 95 other people. 95 people, including you, waiting. And, you know, Jeff, sometimes people say I give the politicians too hard a time. My goodness.
Well, I don't think so, Stephen, because
my goodness.
I had an experience 16 years ago. I had a hernia just down below the navel in my stomach, and they kept palming me off for about approximately 3 years until I collapsed, and it was strangulating my bowel. And when I was there at the city hospital, I had the operation done, the vascular surgery unit. Huh. The consultant had explained to my wife that, you know, if it had left it any longer, that it would have strangled at the bowel and probably killed me. And, you know, that was after 2 years of fighting to get it sorted. So, you know what I mean? It just shows you what sort of a trust we have, really.
The current waiting time for this type of surgery, tell us, the Belfast Trust tell us, is 18 to 20 months. 18 to 20 months.
Well, I've overstayed my welcome.
The minister, well, that's the current waiting time. The ministerial target, Simon Hamilton's target, no patient to wait longer than 18 weeks for an outpatient appointment or 26 weeks for treatment. So you should be waiting less than 26 weeks for treatment. You're waiting 2 years.
Yeah.
And these waiting lists are getting worse.
Yeah, well, it looks
and they
like
will not be turned around quickly. And even if the politicians were to find a solution today, remember that because there's a knock-on effect, you know, if they found some type of magic bullet and they were starting to sort it today, it would take them a long, long time to sort it. So the longer they leave it, the worse and worse it's getting, and the longer and longer it's going to take to clear up. And let's not, you know, dehumanise that. The longer they sit up there and talk to each other without a solution, more human beings in this country who vote for them suffering on waiting lists. Well, more working class people who cannot afford private health care. All of these parties who purport to represent working class people sitting in pain on waiting lists while they sit up in Stormont talking to each other about whether they can or cannot agree. And the health service, not one penny of extra money have they been given that they asked for. Not one brass penny this year. No emergency funding to the health service. The DUP and Sinn Féin and whoever else wanted to sit down and say, do you know what, we can't agree on much, but let's agree to get this money to the health service so that our working class voters are not sitting on work on waiting lists. No, they couldn't even do that.
It's true, Stephen. It's horrendous, actually. It is horrendous. I mean, when I was in Sussex there for a long weekend, I took bottles with my chest. And when I went to Sussex Hospital, they asked me how long I was intent staying in the mainland. And I said I was only there for a long weekend. And the doctor said if I hadn't been staying for any more than a week, that they'd had me in and had that operation because it's something that shouldn't be messed about with. And that was going back in March of last year.
Do you remember the health expert that was on, he was on a couple of weeks ago, saying that if this was the guy from the Nuffield Trust in England, that if there was a similar situation over there, heads would roll.
Yeah.
Not here.
Yeah, I heard that on Stephen. That's right. Yeah.
Not here.
No.
But of course, do you know what they did agree on here? When they were going to change the conditions for special advisors here in Northern Ireland, guess what? They all agreed to pile in. Special advisors' terms and conditions, they weren't changed, Jeff.
Yeah.
So when the politicians' mates were going to be affected, guess what? They were able to go in and stop that changing. They were able to go in and make sure that they agreed to stop the change. Not one brass penny of extra money that the health service asked for, that the doctors and nurses and the Public Health and Social Care Board said that they needed to protect ordinary citizens in this country. Not one brass penny has Peter Robinson, Martin McGuinness, Sinn Féin, the DUP and that executive up there, have they been able to give the health service in terms of extra money? Not one penny.
Well, Stephen, the amount of tablets that I've been putting through my system over the period, it's come up to an immense amount of money. And I would feel, you know, if I'd had that operation a long time ago, that half those tablets would be diminished. I was on a weekend down in Donegal not so long ago with my wife, and I forgot some tablets, and I went into the chemist and asked person could have buy those over the counter. I told her that I had a heart bypass and I'm on a special
can I ask this question?
For 12 tablets, Stephen, she told me it was £92 for 12 tablets. £92. And I'm eating those like sweets day in, day out.
Can I ask this question? What type of executive hears that there's £45 million needed to help waiting lists in this country, and they sit and they do nothing? Because that's what happened. It was June of this year, wasn't it?
Yep.
It was June of this year that the senior people within the health service said, we desperately need £45 million to make sure that people don't, that the waiting lists do not deteriorate more. That's what they needed, 45 million. So the question to all of you this morning, and I can see you're picking up the phone in this big time, what type of executive, what type of collective body hears that and does nothing about it? So it's not that they found half the money. It's not that they rushed through an emergency fund. It's not that they said, look, we can't find 45 million, but we have found 20. They haven't found a penny. Zero 30 30 80 55 55. The text 81771 at Stephen Nolan on Twitter. What do you say to them this morning, Jeff?
Well, I feel let down, Stephen. I feel like I've been let down badly. Very, very badly. You know, it's you can't buy your health, you know what I mean? Your health is your wealth at the end of the day. You know, you work all your days and you just hope for the best sort of thing, and you try to make ends meet for your family, and you know, you arrange your funeral as you get older and so forth. It's just part of life. But to be abused away and left on a pedestal, you know, and I know personally, not just me individually, but I know out there, and most of your listeners out there, that there's a lot of ill people. That's why I brought it to your attention when I heard a gentleman on not so long ago saying that he was waiting over 15 months for his back.
Yeah.
And all that he had been on. You know, and I just kind of, I'm on that bus as well. And, you know, I think it's an absolute disgrace. Absolute disgrace.
Jeff, thank you for talking to us today. Wesley. Morning, Wesley.
Good morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Wesley.
Stephen, on the morning the DUP walked out, there was a quick shift back in again to vote on the price of tea and coffee at Stormont. That's how ridiculous this situation has got. People are lying on trolleys for days. Not just one day or 2 days. I know one particular girl who was on a trolley for 3 days, and in the end, she had to go home without seeing a doctor. Now, the health minister is Simon Hamilton.
It is, of course, not true that they walked back in to vote in tea and coffee. There was a committee meeting. But anyway, you're making your point.
Well, they managed to go in and vote for something that was going to cost them pennies. Some of these ministers are on up to £80,000 a year.
I'll tell you what they did vote for, though, Wesley. They did vote. I'll tell you what they did vote for. They voted to keep the same number of special advisors.
Exactly.
When the number of special advisors to the politicians was up for grabs, when it might have been reduced, they made sure they got in there and protected it. Have they protected people on waiting lists? No. Have they protected their own special advisors? Yes.
Stephen, I'd like to ask who is Simon Hamilton's special advisor on health? Who is he? Who is she? I want to know her name, because I'm going to ring her today. I want to know who she is or who he is and ask, what are they doing for the public? Because they're doing damn all. People are dying while they're sitting up there squabbling about the biggest load of SH1P. You know, it's not good enough in this day and age. People are getting fatter. I want somebody to answer a question for me. Have you ever seen a politician sitting in a waiting room of a hospital? No, because they've all got private healthcare. As soon as they go into government, they get private healthcare.
They're very clear to us, Wesley, that they don't, that they rely on the health service too. So let's just stick to fact this morning. Where's the £45 million that the health service asked for to treat ordinary, decent people in this country in terms of waiting lists? Where is it? What has Stormont done about it? What emergency meetings have there been? What have they done? Because as far as I can see, they've done diddly squat.
5 years ago, they cut the waiting lists. Simply, they brought doctors in, military doctors in from Britain, mainland Europe, and worked on a Saturday and a Sunday. And the waiting lists dramatically fell overnight. In the space of 4 weeks, they had knocked something like 50% off the waiting list. Now, they can do that again. They've got the money. They've got the resources. Just don't know how to use them.
But I'm not sure you're listening. I'm not sure you're listening to what I'm...
yourself, Stephen. Kick them in the butt and say, "Show me your job."
I want to know where the money is.
The money's there, Stephen. They're sitting on hundreds of millions. They hand back hundreds of millions every single year. Redelegate that money. Reassign that money. People need it.
Wesley, thank you. John in Newton Orange. Morning, John.
Hiya, Stephen. How are you doing?
Go ahead, John.
I mean, my heart is broken for these people who need this health care. I mean, we have got these people up there. Your previous items about the flags and everything. I am just disgusted at the political class here. I mean, when are they going to get their heads around the fact that it's bread and butter issues about the economy, about the health? We have got old age pensioners that are lining up in A&E. They can't access the health that they are. And I'm disgusted at the political class here. I'm actually thinking about leaving Northern Ireland now because I am fed up to the back teeth of them. I mean, they look after their own. You're talking about the special advisors and their 40 grand payoffs, and it's an old boys club, and the people of Northern Ireland have to stop voting along these tribal
They
politics.
Protected, John. They protected their special advisors. They protected the number of special advisors, but they haven't protected winning lists. They protected their special advisors, and they made sure that there was enough money for the special advisors and the amount of them that there are, but they couldn't find any money, not one penny of the £45 million that the health service have asked for. What does this say about the Northern Ireland executive that they have not provided any extra money for waiting lists? What does it say?
I've got one question for the politicians in Stormont. What planet are you clowns living on? Right? If you go into the Royal Victoria Hospital on a Saturday night, and God bless them doctors and those wee nurses, because they are breaking their backs to provide a service to us. What planet are these clowns living on? There are people dying, people on waiting lists, 18 months waiting. These people are going to be dead before they even see a consultant. We have to have a fundamental change in our policies with regard to health. And listen, I would love to speak to Simon Hammond, and I know probably he's a good man with a good heart, but it is simply not good enough, and it is not acceptable in the 21st century that we have a health service that could be in the Middle Ages. It is not fair, not right, and I'm bloody fed up with it.
Last November of November last year, now we're in October 2015, it was November 2014 that this show warned that the waiting list crisis was getting worse. And that wasn't genius on our part. It was because they'd stopped using the private sector, which helps keep waiting lists down, that we highlighted what was going to happen.
I don't know, Stephen. You know, I mean, these are complicated questions, and they operate in such a multi-layered thing. But if these people are supposed to lead us politically, if they're supposed to advance the cause of Northern Ireland and North, call it what the bloody hell you want, I don't care, then they are responsible and the buck stops with them. But, and if they're not capable of doing it, get them out and get somebody else in who's going to bang heads together.
I'm being repetitive for a reason this morning, Johnny. If you and I went out onto the streets of Belfast, now remember what happened last in June this year. June, July, August, September, October, 5 months ago, the experts in the health service said, look, we desperately need 45 million. They could have done with a lot more. But we desperately need 45 million to help with waiting lists, or else people are going to continue to suffer, all right? In terms of their care is going to be delayed. If you and I went out onto the street this morning for 2 hours, we could get more money towards that 45 million than the whole of the Northern Ireland executive has delivered.
That's your bottom dollar.
But that's my point this morning. If we went out and we got 100 quid, it would be more than what they have delivered for them.
I'll bet you could put 100 people on the streets around Belfast City Hall, and the generosity of our people in this community would do that. I'm sick of these clowns up there, and I've had enough with them. We should stop voting for them, right? Because that is the only message that they understand. They want to feather their own nests with their salaries and their expenses and everything else. They're a bloody disgrace.
You're articulating an anger this morning that there is undoubtedly in the community about the health service.
All right, Stephen, I've got to go because actually I'm going to say something on the radio that you won't let me to, so we'll leave it at that.
What are you? Send them a message this morning, Johnny.
Listen, I'm sick emailing them, Facebooking them, and their cards. their cards because they won't face up to the responsibility when old age pensioners are dying in hospital trolleys, when people can't get dialysis, when people can't get bloody kidney transfers and all else besides. They're a bunch of dirty cards. Goodbye.
The politicians won't like that this morning. But I'll tell you what. Everyone in Northern Ireland that is sitting on a waiting list, they won't like it either.